1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. We are your prescription for change. What's going on with your health? We want to talk about it. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're struggling with, we want to help. And right now, we're going to go to Daryl. Hi, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Dr. Asa. Delighted to speak with you, sir.
Likewise. How can I help, my man?
I'm actually calling on behalf of my wife. She was diagnosed about, we found out about 5 years ago that she has the Huntington's disease.
Okay.
And doctors, they don't. I mean, there's nothing for it. That's, you know, it's basically what they tell us is there's no treatment and there's no cure. You know, it just does its thing and that's it. And we was actually seeing a doctor at UAB Birmingham. And I think funds may have dried up for that clinic, and it went away. She's been through a couple of studies with them, which I don't think there was anything positive that came out of anything that they was doing. This thing runs on her. It comes in on her mother's side. Her mother, I think there was 13 of those siblings, and nine of them passed away from Huntington. She's lost a brother. She's lost an older brother to Huntington. She's not really well. I guess she's probably handling it better than I do. We have a 19-year-old son, and this thing is passed on to your offspring at a 50% chance. You know, so I don't know. I found your program about 2 months ago, and I really enjoy your program, and
Thank you.
Thought, well, you know, all we've heard so far is no, you know, and so I thought, you know, I would give you a call and see if there was anything that I hadn't heard, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Huntington's is, I mean, it's without a shout, without a doubt, one of the most challenging disease processes out there. And it is. It's got doctors baffled left and right, and there's a lot of research going on. And I don't know if you know about the Huntington's Disease Society. I think the website is hdsa.org.
Yes,
but it's
sir.
A great organization. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad you're familiar. That's a great, great organization there. Now, have they talked to you about, you know, dopamine is one of the neurotransmitters, and they found that there's links to that. Have they talked about any of the dopamine blockers like the haloperidol or the mantadine or any of those medications to try to control some of the extra movements and whatnot, try to slow things down? Have they talked to you about that?
No, sir. Like I say, this clinic that we was going to, it went away about I don't know, somewhere 18 months, 2 years ago, and we hadn't spoke with anybody, you know, a doctor, anybody about this since then. So,
okay, well, talk to someone. I mean, if you can get maybe with a different physician or a team of physicians that you can find, I would mention that to them, because some of the standard treatment, even though there is no technical treatment, they found that the dopamine blockers, which, again, I'll mention this to you, the haloperidol and the mantadine, they have seen some success with. All right, so that's something to just to bring up. Because a lot of docs really don't know a lot about Huntington's, or they probably have maybe treated one case in their history. You know, it's just one of those things that they just, unless you're at a larger hospital, teaching facilities and whatnot, you just don't see a lot of it. And especially for longer-term treatment and care. But I'll tell you, from the natural side of things, there's a lot that can be done just to support the body. And, you know, obviously, a great diet is going to be helpful. One that gives her equal amounts of good, lean, quality protein so her body can regenerate and make good, new, healthy cells as best that it can. And the healthy fats, because you're dealing with a neurological condition that degenerates within the nervous system and the brain. So supporting, giving the body any nutrients that you don't normally get in your diet to help, or to eat foods that are very neuro brain protective and others. So from a natural perspective, that gives us some hope. It gives some credence to some of the benefits of CoQ10, which has got some just strong research behind it, especially for a cardiovascular system. But now they're finding that for Huntington's. But one of the best things you can do is lifestyle. And giving her the best lifestyle, or helping her make the best lifestyle choices, it's going to be your best weapon. Because if you're putting, even though there's such a strong genetic link, it's kind of like the light switch has been turned on and the spiral begins. But if you can do anything daily to support the body, and supporting healthy cellular tissue being formed and support the body all the way around, that's going to be your best bet. And just making wise choices. It's not about finding the silver bullet that's going to stop it. Because I just don't think that information exists. I do think we have to go with what we have right now. And so making better choices that's going to support the body, build healthy tissue, support the immune system, support the nervous system. And then, of course, looking with your physician to some of these dopamine blockers that I'm talking to you about, haloperidol, amantadine, those sorts of medications can be beneficial. And you may find a physician that has experience with that and that can guide you in that direction and give you some really good information. I think that's a good way to go. And I want to encourage you to look into that. But I just know we're here. We're here to help you any way we can, to give you information. And I just really want the best for your wife, because I know it's a challenge, and I want to encourage you to, which you sound like you're doing okay and mentally strong, but in the middle of it all, and I know you're her biggest cheerleader and you're going to be strong for her, and you know, but then you got your moments where it's tough and you're by yourself and it's just you and God, and you're, you know, you're like, well, you, it's tough to understand sometimes, no matter how strong your faith is. And being strong for her is great, but take care of yourself in the middle of all this too, because she needs you to be healthy. And you eating well with her, like following the anti-inflammatory diet, and you taking the right kind of healthy changes and transitions for your own life is going to show her a lot of benefit. So not only will it help your own health and help you be healthy for her, which is important, but it's going to be a great legacy that you can leave, an example that you can leave for everyone around you. Because even though you don't have Huntington's, you're living and love someone that does. And you have a healthy body that you have a responsibility to take care of too. And when someone else that we love is going through something, we tend to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of being a caretaker for them, to find out anything and everything we can do to help them. And just know that your own health is just as important as hers for all of those around you, family members, kids, grandkids, whomever. Everybody's watching. And in the middle of what you're going through, you both can come out as champions and as leaders through this process. We'll be right back.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, AsaAndrew.com. Email came in, Carol from Beaumont, Texas. She writes, my husband is 45, and he suffers with sleep apnea. He's currently on the CPAP machine. Now I can't sleep. I don't mean to laugh, but I hear that story all the time. Is there anything else he can do to correct the sleep apnea and get off this machine? I know. It'll drive you crazy. However, it's helping him sleep, and it's helping his health. Weight issue and obesity is always been an indicator and a factor. But there are plenty of people that are thin that have issues with sleep apnea. But another issue to look into, and something that might be something to ask his doctor, is to look at the potential of anemia. And it can be B12 or iron for the most part. There's a couple of tests that can be run. MMA, which is methylmalonic acid for B12, and also intrinsic factor. They can also look at the TIBC, which is the total iron binding capacity for iron and ferritin levels. So sometimes when you get low iron levels or low B12 and you get a lack of oxygen, that can cause some issues with sleep apnea. So several things to look into that might be pretty good indicators of what's going on with him, and you might want to just check that out and see what the docs say. But I think you might find some results in the middle of that that might be a blessing to you, so you can get better sleep. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Llewellyn. Hi, Llewellyn.
Hello.
How can I help, darling? I'm living well.
I'm glad. You sound very nice. my husband's in Cody. He has high calcium levels. What's causing that? Any ideas?
Now, say that again. Your husband has high calcium?
He's been told he has high calcium, and but then they told us after the second test that it wasn't that high and not to worry about it, but it's already got us kind of concerned.
Well,
what can cause high calcium?
Did he tell you? Okay, hold on a minute. So they told you the high calcium levels.
Yes, but then the second blood test, it was high, but they said it wasn't so high to be worried about it. But we were already worried once they told us.
One of the big issues, first of all, let me just tell you, when a doctor does a blood test and they see high calcium, it's not normal because our body has a buffering system in it that's pretty amazing. And it keeps calcium, because we get calcium in a lot of our foods. I mean, the whole low calcium thing is really not that prevalent. It's more low vitamin D than it is calcium. When we hear about that, take your calcium supplements and all. So calcium is pretty much regulated by the body. It's pretty amazing in how it does that naturally. But when it does get elevated in a blood test, doctors start freaking out about what's called hyperparathyroidism. Now, the parathyroid glands are what help regulate calcium levels, or one of the ways that calcium is regulated in the body. And when the hypercalcemia is what they call it, but when extra calcium is in the blood, it can cause, people think it's parathyroid disease. All right. And so that's why if you barely have elevated calcium, it kind of raises an eyebrow, but they'll do a double check. And they'll double check it, and then they'll check the PTH, they'll check some other blood tests, and usually kind of rule it out, if you will. But the number two cause, when calcium levels are high, then there can be cancer, and that's of course an issue that there's certain cancers that need to be worried about. There's things like multiple myeloma, lung cancer. Is another one. Let's see. There's kidney cancer and breast cancer, which is pretty advanced if your calcium levels are up, and squamous cell cancer of like the head and neck. And those are all indicators of hypercalcemia and having too much blood, which that's what that means. So anyway, that's why they were probably concerned about it. And metastasis from bone is an issue, and they just really get concerned about that. So, I don't know. Sarcoidosis, there's other issues. I mean, drugs can cause this issue. Paget's disease, there's a whole host of them. But anyway, the fact that they said it's normal, don't let it freak you out. Because if the docs, if they checked it, oh my gosh, it's high. Then they double checked it, and oh, I guess it's okay. You got to go with what they tell you. Because they're the experts. And don't let any of that freak you out. If you want, go back in and get another blood test in about 8 weeks. They may have already told you to come back. But for your own peace of mind, you might want to go back in there and double check. And if it's barely elevated, a lot of times calcium can be elevated if we don't have enough vitamin D. And let's say your vitamin D or his vitamin D is really low. Then, you know, it can cause the calcium not to be absorbed in the body. It can cause it to be slightly elevated. So you might want to go back in and just have the doctor check vitamin D levels, see if the vitamin D is too low. And if it is, you can talk to your doctor about supplementing with vitamin D and see what they have to say about that and see what happens to the calcium levels after that. So it's just something to think about, to look into, if you will. But don't let it freak you out. The doc said it's okay. It probably is. 888-283-7272. If you haven't get in on Facebook and Twitter, social media, check it out. You can go to asaandrew.com. Join us there and stay in touch with me during the day. If you've got questions about your health and you missed the radio show or any of the TV broadcasts, then you can always catch us there and hopefully get a fairly quick response. It just depends. Let's go to Mary now. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I want to ask you about reverse T3 and reverse T4 as it relates to the thyroid. I have a free, I'm not sure because I don't have the form right in front of me, but my T3 was something like 1.1 or my T4 was 1.1, and it was just tested, and I just got that result. And I'm just wondering, I've been on levothyroxine. I was on about 50 milligrams of, unless it's micrograms, for about 6 weeks, and my TSH went from about 5.4 to about 3.0, which normalized, but I didn't feel any good at all, and I had diarrhea, and so I cut it, the pill, in half because they said I could. A nurse practitioner told me. And then I cut it down so low to 12.5 micrograms or whatever it is, and then I didn't have the diarrhea anymore. But my problem is I feel horrible, meaning I'm exhausted, weight gain, and I haven't handled my thyroid thing.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll actually go into this commercial break, and we're going to talk about thyroid disease and what some of this means when we come back, the big issue today.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well. To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA Silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Mary. And Mary, you've been dealing with some issues with your thyroid, and no matter what you do, you feel like you just can't get it right. The symptoms are still there. Is that right? And you just don't feel like the TSH, which is one of the blood tests, has changed from around 5.0 down to 3.0. Is that right? But you still don't feel any better.
Right. It's up to 6.09 right now. But I'm wondering about the T3 and the T4 and the reverse T3 and T4, because I might not be absorbing the levothyroxine, but I've cut it down so much that I need to go back to the doctor, but he only wanted me to be on levothyroxine, and I didn't, and it gave me diarrhea, and so I just feel like I don't want to go back to him.
Mm. So the levothyroxine, have you tried Armour? Did you ever go that route? Did you talk to them about that?
Yeah, I asked him about it, and he said he didn't like it because it wasn't consistent. You weren't sure what you were getting, and this would be much better. So
I would, first and foremost, I would talk to him, even if he's not comfortable with it, asking him if you could try it, because I've seen there's two schools of thought. You got some docs that love it, you got some that don't like it. Okay. Now Armour used to have a better formula, and they took it off the market for about, I don't know, 6 months, I think, maybe longer, and they revamped it. And whatever they did to it, a lot of people are saying it's not as good as it used to be, but at least it's still out there. And at least you know, your body can use it and absorb it, and it does help people. I mean, because I've seen it. So it's something to look into for yourself, and it's something to check into and see maybe your body would work well with it. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where it's one of those hit and miss type things. And there's nothing wrong with talking with your doctor and saying, hey, I would really like to try it, getting a blood test done, even if you have to come in another 8 weeks and get another blood test done for them to check all your levels, which might not be a bad idea anyway. But you'll know the way you're feeling. I mean, you'll know it real quickly whether it's working or not. And he may have to play around with the milligrams or the micrograms, rather, and you know check into that. So, yeah, but your T3 and T4 with levothyroxine, I mean, the conversion from T4 to T3 sometimes can happen at a good rate, and sometimes it won't, and it just depending on your body and how things are going, that plays a big role. The reverse T3 is kind of a backup mechanism, and when the body's under stress, instead of converting the T4 to T3, which is, of course, the active part of the hormone, the way the body conserves energy, it makes reverse T3, which is an inactive form of the T3 hormone. And these T3, the reverse T3 test, is kind of controversial. Some docs don't really use it, and a lot of docs think that the body continues to manufacture the reverse T3 instead of the active T3, which is what we normally use. And this can cause symptoms of different health challenges. So that's something, too. Now, did they check your TPO antibodies? Do you know if they did or not?
If they checked my what?
It's called a TPO antibody.
No.
Thyroid peroxidase. They didn't check that.
Huh.
This is one of those tests that is really important, but a lot of docs don't check it. They just don't go down the rabbit trail. And I think that it's really important. So this is something else that when you're dealing with thyroid, again, when you're having weird symptoms and you just feel like the medication is not working, or you're taking the medication and you just feel worse or still feel tired and it's just not getting it.
Exactly.
It's always good to check the TPO. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of times that when it starts getting like that, if docs can't figure it out, some look at the TPO, some don't. I'm a big fan of looking at it, and I think there's nothing wrong with you asking your physician if that's something that you could do. So that's what I would do first and foremost. Now, have you done anything naturally as far as supporting thyroid function? Are you doing anything dietarily? Have you studied or looked up anything for that?
Well, I know that my iodine level could be low, and I went to some place to get the iodine flush test, but it was like 50,000 milligrams of iodine, and this other person said maybe that's not a good idea because that actually could create more problems than it solves. So I haven't gone on any iodine pills. I haven't, I don't know, I'm so tired. I can't exercise. I'm just so like just barely getting through doing all the rest of the stuff that I have to do every day. So, no, I haven't really.
All right. Well, when you get the blood test done,
yeah,
look into the growth hormone too, human growth hormone, HGH, because here's why. The anterior pituitary gland is kind of the driver for the thyroid. And a lot of times if the thyroid gland is not working properly, it could be a result of the anterior pituitary. And that's always good to have that checked in blood as well. There's some natural things, iodine being one of them, that does support thyroid function. You got to be real careful with it. And I really don't suggest taking any even supplemental iodine. You could get it at a health food store unless you're working with a doctor and he knows about it or she knows about it. I just don't. And you can't take the iodine and the medication, levothyroxine, at the same time. So, for example, most of the time you take the medication in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And you wouldn't want to take iodine at the same time. Take it in the afternoon would be the normal time. But again, you need to be under supervision for that. And that's kind of Broda Barnes, if you want to read about it. Broda Barnes was an endocrinologist and wrote just incredible research on iodine. It was back, I think, in the 50s or 60s. And just did incredible research how we need it and we don't have it in our normal food supply and how our bodies desperately crave it. And when you don't have it, it's why we have so much thyroid disease now in this country that we didn't have before. And so by using iodine, if your body needs it, it can really help support overall body function and help issues potentially with thyroid disease. So it really is a good thing. And there's other things, too, like staying away from the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage family all the way around. They have components in it that will naturally slow down the thyroid. So it's going to be, you know, even though the vegetables are supposed to be good for you, they're kind of working against you because they're knocking down the thyroid a little bit more than they should. And coconut oil has some really good research on it as far as keeping the thyroid healthy. So the coconut oil itself has really good properties. It's stimulating thyroid function and keeping it healthy. And, of course, it's good for you, too, all the way around. And the saturated, monounsaturated fats that are in there, and the saturated fats and the medium-chain triglycerides that it burns like in the body, so good. It's antifungal. It increases energy. I mean, coconut oil is one of those natural oils that's just, gosh, it's got so many health benefits. So even looking into that can be very, very helpful. As you're kind of down this path of getting your thyroid function up so you can get your energy levels up and function at a higher level. Pay a lot of attention to your diet, though. That is a key with overall thyroid function. And, I mean, I don't know. Do you watch your diet? You sound like you're probably into health just by everything that you know. But have you really been watching it lately?
No, not really. I mean, I try to eat, like, you know, decent proteins and grass-fed, but I'm still now then sometimes, like, you know, I just do what I want to do. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother had a goiter. My mother didn't have thyroid issues, but I'm wondering if maybe that I've inherited anything or that is not inherited.
Well, here's the deal. In every health challenge has certain levels of percentages of what is more genetic and what is more lifestyle. But the general equation for the health of our body is that we get sick three different ways. One is from nutritional deficiencies. Two is from toxicity in the environment. And three is from our genetics. And so if you understand that those three elements are the drivers for how our body either thrives in its health or that it gets sick, then you can understand that, hey, there's a little bit of one or all three that are playing a role in why your thyroid's breaking down. And it's just really narrowing it down. I mean, can the fact that you had some family history play a role? Yes. Can your lifestyle play a role? Yes. Can your environmental factors for the last 10 years play a role? Toxins that could have built up in your system? Absolutely. So the root cause is out there, and we know it. And the good news is there's a lot we can do about it, and that's really what we want to shoot for, is to make it a primary goal to do what we can to get the body to function at its peak level, you know, and just understanding our past, which can help us build a better future, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, the biggest thing is I would get some blood tests done, get more information. The information's key. And once you get the information from your doctor, and you can start making better decisions about what to do. The other is eating. I mean, your eating plan and even exercise is so important. Even if you're so tired, you feel like you just can't lift your leg up, getting yourself to some form of exercise, whatever that is for you, the gym, treadmill, bike, outdoors, walking, whatever. It's getting your body to pushing yourself even when you're too tired and to just go that extra mile and setting a time where you exercise 15, 20, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and you change your eating habits. And you remember, it's very important to know that radical changes equal radical results. You know, you make little changes, you're going to get some results. But sometimes you got to get radical, and that's okay. And that means radically shifting the way that you think, radically shifting the way you eat, radically shifting the way you get rest. All of these sorts of items are so important. And, you know, my book, Empowering Your Health, which I would encourage you to look into, there's a lot of great lifestyle modification methods in there that can be very helpful to you. That, you know, everything from picking out certain foods that are healthy, that reduce inflammation in the body, to how the body works, to reading your own blood work, to exercising, to hormone systems within the body. I mean, really, I talk a lot about a lot in there, and it'll be a great guide and resource for you to look into. So keep me posted on how things go, but get the blood test done, go talk with your doctor, and don't take no for an answer. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Online at
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Scripture for the day, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, says, "My God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus." And that's true. So whatever you're going through, great or small, know this. Know that God will carry you through. He's the same on the highest mountaintop as He is in the deepest valley, and He will always meet your needs. Maybe not in the way that you think He needs to, but in the way that He will always do, because that's just who He is. He is the great physician. At the end of the day, He's the one that you go to whenever you're in the toughest time of need. You're listening to Dr. Asa on call, 888-283-7272. Pre-washed salads may need another rinse. New article on WebMD. And this is so funny because we hear about this all the time, but it's true. Washing off your salad and those bag salads that you get at the store is so important. They did a consumer report and they found that the bacteria is higher than ever in the packaged green salad. Those pre-washed, triple-washed bagged green salads are finding massive amounts of bacteria, specifically with E. coli and salmonella. They just did a recent contamination check from the Consumer Reports and the Consumers Union, and they found that these pre-washed and triple-washed bagged greens contain more bacteria than ever. So it's something that we really need to consider when you're thinking about that. So when you get those bags of salad at the grocery, make sure you dump them in a strainer and wash those off very, very well, because they're containing high levels of bacteria, fecal bacteria. That's kind of gross, but you think about it, it's true, and it is what it is, but make sure you protect yourself, because those nasty little bacteria, of course, can do really wreak havoc on your overall immune system. And make sure you're taking anyway on a regular basis, just because we're still in some of the flu season. You want to take vitamin C, of course, high levels, but ionic silver is really important too. And astragalus. Astragalus is very, very good for your immune system. And vitamin D. Vitamin D, get your blood test done every 6 months to see where your vitamin D level is. You want it to hang around 70 on that blood test. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Asa. I wonder what your take is on eating by blood type.
Okay. Dr. Diadama, right?
Yes, and yes, also Joseph Cristiano.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the eating for your blood type, both good guys, by the way. No, both of them. But eating for your blood type has some good research behind it. And here's the deal. The body wants to be in balance all the time. That's what it wants to shoot for. So when you say the different blood types, such as type O, can handle more meat products, and type B and the type A can handle different, you know, more of the grains and more of the carbohydrates than vegetables, then it's there's research behind it. However, the validity of it, I'm a bigger fan personally of seeking for the body to be in balance. That's the key. So proteins, fats, carbohydrates all need to be in balance. Not one heavier than the other, and not one taking up more caloric intake each day over the other. Because your body needs all those nutrients every day, regardless of what your blood type is. Your body needs an equal amount of all those nutrients to function. You need essential amino acids, that all comes from proteins. You need essential fatty acids, which comes from your healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And then you need your carbohydrates for energy, for your brain, for glucose, and for muscles. So that's really how everything is broken down, and how You need to look at it. So as far as the blood type goes, will you digest certain foods better than others and because of your blood type? I think if this is my opinion. If you stay in balance with your food choices and eat the right kind of foods and you stay off of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the body and stay with the grains and most of the dairy except goat's milk dairy, and you follow the principles that are laid out in my book, Empowering Your Health, because of the food groups, I think that's the best way to go. That's why I put it in there. If I thought the blood type was the best way, I think it's more, it's selective is what I think it is. And I think that will it give people a good guideline? You're not going to go wrong if you follow that. Meaning, I would rather you follow that than just trying to wing your own diet on your own. Because the principles in there and the different food choices that they pick out for most people are pretty darn good. I'm a fan. But as far as the overall principles being the golden rule for what you should be eating on a regular basis, not so much. All right, thanks for the call. Charles, talk to me.
Dr. Asia, I've been going to your office down there on West Nashville.
What's your question?
About 2.5 weeks ago, I came down with a rash. I'm itching.
Okay.
And I tried to do some deductive reasoning. I thought, well, it was starting like about 3 weeks ago.
Is it neuropathy?
Neuropathy, yes, sir.
Okay.
And right. I thought, well, it was one of the medications that I hadn't gotten before when I was down there. I've got about 9, 18.
So is it now the rash itself, is it coming out in one area?
No.
Or is
I'm trying to do some deductive reasoning, but today I was at Mechanic and my neighbor invited me for lunch.
We're closing out right now in this hour, Charles. But I tell you what, if you've got a neuropathy, it's probably a B6. Now, the rash itself, if your body in the beginning stages, when you get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, and depending on what your situation is, you want to talk with the physicians there at the clinic. But what probably is happening is you're pushing out a lot of the yeast-related infections, potential bacterial infections, and that rash sometimes is normal when the body starts pushing that out. Wormwood is very good for a situation like that. You probably want to take a couple of days off and fast. That's always a good thing to do to let your body kind of cleanse and detox. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Puts another hour in the charts with Life Faker producer Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any questions.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT. EAT to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.